Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Zespri Sangold Kiwi. Das Stück für nur 55 Cent. Oder dunkle Tafeltrauben. 500 Gramm für nur 1,79 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Stu does America.
Got a big show for you. Glenn Beck is back. He's going to be talking about The Torch, his new venture. We're going to do a lot on that today, but I want to also start by doing Jasmine's Skeletons. It's a Halloween-themed show. I mean, isn't it like Halloween week? When is that? Friday? I think it's Friday, right? Jasmine's Skeletons. She's got a bunch of them, most of them in her closet. Some of them have been coming out. And you think, well, I mean, if she's got a lot of skeletons in her closet, what does that mean? What does the left, you know, media think about this? What do they think of her and what she should be doing right now? We have the answer to that one. Jasmine Crockett should absolutely run for the U.S. Senate. And I can't. Yes, I 100% agree. I said this over and over again. Jasmine going for it in 2026 here in Texas. We need her. I've got to do shows on this, about this stuff. You know, politics can be boring. I don't know if you know this from time to time. I need people like Jasmine Crockett in my life to say really stupid things to make this job fun. That's what I need. And that's why I love her so. So please, Jasmine, run for Senate in 2026. And people will say, well, why her? Why would we need Jasmine Crockett in this race? It makes no sense at all. And I would say, do you know her resume? Have you done the research? Have you looked at the important things she's bringing to the table? Like when, you know, she reminded all of us that, you know, while we were all seeing Joe Biden fall apart mentally, she had a different view on it all.
Do you have concerns about the president's health and his mental acuity?
No.
None whatsoever.
I had none. Now, granted, I didn't see Joe Biden every single day, but I did have an opportunity to interact with the president. I never had a concern. If there's anyone that I am concerned about their mental acuity, it is the current occupant.
Ah, see, super sharp. See how sharp she is? First of all, she completely misses the biggest story in the world that unfolded in front of her eyes every day for multiple years. And then secondarily, she flips it around on guess who? Donald Trump. Because that's an innovative way to go. Nobody's thought of that one before. No one had ever thought to say bad things about Donald Trump, but Jasmine is here to do it for you. She also has some interesting thoughts and opinions about criminality. What does that mean for you as an individual if you happen to commit a criminal act of sorts? Watch.
Understanding what ends up having people become criminally impacted really informs so much of what I do legislatively, right? So when people are like, oh, you know, crime is terrible. And yes, it is, right? Like, because when somebody goes out and commits a crime, they don't typically, you know, say, well, I'm a D or I'm an R or I'm an I. It's not like literally like, it's about, well, how do you fix it? How do you make community safer? And I do think that I'm in a unique situation because I was having the conversations with people that were going out and committing crimes. Mm-hmm. And so I understood mm-hmm. what was kind of pushing them there.
Right.
And so I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal. That is completely different. Being a criminal
right.
is more so about your mindset. Committing a crime can come for a lot of different reasons.
I love how blown away that guy is by her point.
You know, committing a crime doesn't make you a criminal.
It's like a caveman discovering fire. That was really impressive. And that's the sort of point that she makes. And this is why you're thinking, huh, I don't know. This resume is pretty impressive. How about what? I mean, we know criminals or people who commit crime are not criminals. What are people who, I don't know, cross the border illegally? What are they doing for the country?
It is a true honor to serve with this champion for healthcare,
to serve with this champion for all people, even those that are undocumented but are truly making this country great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Illegal immigrants are making this country great. I hope you remember that. And remember, if they happen to, now I know we're saying they're illegal. They are, I mean, are undocumented, pardon me. But if you're undocumented, you cross into the country and you maybe commit a crime, doesn't make you a criminal. I think Fiona Apple wrote a song about this and it pretty much explained it. Jasmine Crockett also talked about picking cotton at a church. What could possibly go wrong?
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh, yeah,
the fact
right.
is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now.
Farm, I think is what the word she used.
Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hand.
See the sass? See how sassy she is? That's why I love her.
You're not. We done picking cotton.
We done, oh.
We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
Let's turn the work that we used to give to slaves over to the new group of slaves, the illegal immigrants that we don't care about, apparently, at all. And we're the ones that are haters, we should note. Conservatives, the ones that say, hey, like maybe we should have laws on the border and maybe people shouldn't just be able to come in here whenever they want to do God knows what and be abused by people who are paying them far too little for the work that they're doing. That's our opinion. Their opinion is they are done picking cotton, so we're just going to sign that work off to the illegals. That should be fine. That's the humanitarian viewpoint in this particular debate. And one thing I will say is 100% certain. Jasmine Crockett should absolutely run for Senate in Texas. Now, there might be a couple of things. A couple of issues with a potentially successful campaign in the Senate for Jasmine Crockett. There's been a scandal here, a scandal there. No big deal. Andrew Kerr has a piece at the Washington Free Beacon, Inside Jasmine Crockett's Secret Stock Portfolio and Failed Attempts to Become a Marijuana Magnate. 25 undisclosed stocks in Crockett's portfolio included her ownership of shares of Amazon and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca and General Motors and Uber and DuPont and ExxonMobil. It's an interesting one from a climate activist. American Airlines, another interesting one from a climate activist. AT&T, Aurora Cannabis, Ford, and Corporate Cannabis. And then also stocks worldwide, which somehow out of all of those seems to be the shadiest one. What do you guys do? Stocks? Where do you do it? Worldwide? Does that sound like a plausible investment? Stocks worldwide. Crockett also reported her last Texas financial disclosure owing debts of at least $110,000. None of which she divulged in her first congressional financial disclosure covering the same calendar year, which is kind of strange. It's supposed to be able to keep those. Like when you're disclosing your finances to a couple different places, you want to make sure they're consistent, right? If you don't, someone like, I don't know, Letitia James might come into your life and say, hey, you said your property at Mar-a-Lago costs more on this form than on this form. You're going to prison for the rest of your life. That didn't work out for Letitia, but don't be surprised if people try. It's also unclear if Crockett still owes the debts she reported in her last Texas financial disclosure. She made lots of money since then, so I kind of doubt it. But she reported in that document owing at least $46,580 to both the Texas Federal Credit Union and Wells Fargo at the end of 2021. Crockett also reported to Texas owing between $18,630 and $46,580 to an individual named Ben Babcock. Good old Ben Babcock. That sounds dirty, but it's not. It's just his name, Ben Babcock. She disclosed none of those debts in her congressional financial disclosure covering the 2021 financial year. Let me ask you this. How many individuals do you owe between $18,000 and $46,000 to? You're a long list? I mean, you might owe that to a mortgage or maybe a car payment. some real estate investment. I don't know. There's probably lots of things you can owe that sort of money to. To an individual. Okay, well, we kind of have an explanation as to what this was, although it's still pretty strange to me. Crockett's debt to Ben Babcock may have stemmed from a home she appears to have rented while serving in the Texas state legislature. Crockett's Texas financial disclosures show her debt to Ben Babcock steadily increasing from 2019 through 2021. This is just a thought, and I don't know if you've had similar experiences, but this is how it's been consistently through my life. When I've rented apartments and homes from various landlords, what they've expected is me to pay the rent monthly. Apparently not the case with Ben Babcock, who is like totally fine with just this thousands of dollars in debt just building up. You don't need to pay, Jasmine. I am Ben Babcock, and you have got some really cheap or deferred rent. How many times have you gone to an apartment complex and you just go to the leasing office and they're like, we don't expect you to pay for years. Don't worry about it. Well, you, if that's never happened to you, you've never rented from Ben Babcock, he's a very reputable guy, I'm sure. So, and his name is not anything dirty. It just kind of seems like it. Anyway, during her time at the Texas state lawmaker, Crockett introduced several pieces of legislation that could have provided a boon to her cannabis holdings. That's interesting because you're thinking like, oh, Ford and Amazon and ExxonMobil and American Airlines and Bob's Cannabis Utopia. Strange. Shockingly, she, of course, was creating legislation to make all of this stuff legal that would totally benefit these investments. Bills that would have decriminalized drug paraphernalia associated with marijuana use and expanded access to medical marijuana in the state. None of those bills became law in Texas, but again, no one's saying she's good at this job. We should be clear. Yeah, she might be doing something very shady here, but no one's saying she's good at it. But Crockett continued her marijuana advocacy as she took her seat in Congress, co-sponsoring legislation in August to decriminalize marijuana at the national level. Congresswoman's official biography portrays her as a crusading civil rights lawyer who represented Black Lives Matter protesters pro bono. But in the years just before her election to the Texas House in 2020, Crockett's efforts were devoted in part to Black Diamond Investments, a firm which sought unsuccessfully from 2018 to 2020 to, guess what, license to operate marijuana dispensaries in Ohio. Because, look, as a lawyer in Texas, what else would you be doing but trying to legalize pot in Ohio? Very, very normal. Appearing live earlier this year on The Breakfast Club, she brought up and then laughed off internet reports that she is worth $9 million, but said she may be in line for some very lucrative fees from long-running civil rights cases she worked on before entering government. If health ethics rules prevent her from taking her cut, listen to this high-level ethical ability here for Jasmine. If House ethics rules prevent her from taking her cut, Crockett told the Breakfast Club host she will quit Congress, take the money, and then run again. This is why I love her so. This is why she should absolutely run for Senate in Texas, because she's the only person who's honest about this stuff. And you might say, well, she sounds like she's just dumb enough to admit it. And that might be true. It might not be intentional honesty, but it is honesty. She's like, yeah, I want the money more than this job. Of course, it's money. Do you know what money does? Money buys all sorts of things. Now, what it doesn't do is buy a home to, or buy your lease or rent payments to Ben Babcock. Because Jasmine Crockett's money that she's getting from all this stuff, is that money's no good at Ben Babcock's. Okay? That's not where she would spend that money. She would spend that money on fabulous trips. not to Ben Babcock's house, but to other great places. For example, the Virgin Islands. Squad members are enjoying donor-funded resort weekend in Virgin Islands. Now, I am joking, of course. She would never pay for her own actual retreat to the Virgin Islands. Donors paid for that. She didn't actually pay for that. I wonder if one of the donors was Ben Babcock. We need to find out more about Ben Babcock. I'm very fascinated about this Ben Babcock character who's so generous. Because I have a mortgage payment. I would love to just not pay it. It would be awesome. Maybe Ben Babcock could give me a house for free too. And we'll just let the payments go up, 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 up. And I'll get it back to you eventually, Ben. You know, when marijuana is legalized. Lots of payments will be easily paid then. Congresswoman Stacey E. Plaskett, who's an individual, despite the fact that I do this job for a living and talk about congressmen all the time, have no idea who she is, but she apparently put this thing together, which was a relax, relate, and release, which, now that one does sound dirty. That's not like Ben Babcock, which is just the name. Relax, relate, and release sounds disgusting. But that's the catchphrase for the meeting. While Virgin Islands delegate Stacey Plaskett did not mention race in any advertising for the gathering she hosted, it does not appear that she invited any white women. Look, they were busy. All the whites had things to do that day. In fact, Crockett used the retreat to bemoan the way United States treats black women. Right, like, you know, black women have all sorts of really tough things going on. For example, trying to find homes to rent that will accept their rent payments. Very difficult. By the way, here she is talking about the horrible treatment of black women in the country.
You may not necessarily see them around me all the time, but when I tell you that I get the text messages and the phone calls to check in, to just make sure that my mental is okay, because if I'm going to say thank you to somebody else, it's actually going to be our security that somehow has escaped us. Because it really is a dangerous time.
Yes.
And it is sad to say that specifically in our country, it's never really been an okay time to be a black woman. But I can tell you, being the 55th black woman elected to Congress who decides that she won't back down from anything, it's not necessarily a peaceful time, is how I'll phrase it. And so that's why the Sister Circle matters that much more. Because the attacks don't just come...
I get it. We get it. By the way, again, I say she's honest. Have you ever heard a congresswoman admit something like this? I get lots of text messages and phone calls to check in to make sure my mental is okay. That totally happens to Jasmine Crockett. People must be calling her all the time and texting her all the time. Is your mental okay? It certainly doesn't seem like your mental okay is okay. That's 100% Jasmine Crockett territory, like the home that she rented from Ben Babcock. And this is why, once again, I remind you, Jasmine Crockett absolutely should run for Senate. Please do it. In fact, don't aim so low. Jasmine Crockett for Senate in 2026, and then Jasmine Crockett for President 2028. Let's do this thing. I love it. Ben Babcock loves it. Everybody loves it. Get your merch, by the way, at stewdoesmerch.com. Jasmine Crockett 2028 for Democratic nominee and nothing else. Or you're a racist. Get that, use the code STU10 and save 10% at stewdoesmerch.com. All right, Glenn Beck joins me in just a moment to explain his new venture, hopefully not funded in part by Ben Babcock. We'll get to that next. Every guy hits a point where confidence takes a dip, even Ben Babcock. That's true. It's true. You might start to notice that things maybe that didn't used to be an issue, like energy or stamina or focus, are becoming an issue. And when that shows up, it's great to know that there is a simple private solution that actually works. Blue Chew gives you the performance edge you've been missing without the awkward doctor visits or pharmacy lines. Go to BlueChew.com, answer a few questions, and you'll be connected with a licensed medical provider who can approve your prescription online. Then your medication arrives at your door in discreet packaging made right here in the USA and ready when you are. No embarrassment, no waiting, just results. And right now, Blue Chew is offering an entire month absolutely free, so you can get the experience trying this stuff out for yourself before you even pay a cent. As always, your first month of Blue Chew is free. Use the promo code STEW at checkout. Pay $5 for shipping, and that's it. You can join Blue Chew's global mission to make things better in the bedroom. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety information. It's BlueChew.com. Check it out now. BlueChew.com.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer.
I'm happy to welcome back Glenn Beck to the program. He is the host of the Glenn Beck Program. Also the host of, I think, a TV show on some network. Glenn, welcome to the program.
I can't even believe this show is still on.
I know. It's incredible, right?
Crazy.
We're amazed,
too. How low the standards are.
Yeah. That's really, you know, they say everybody has a podcast. And
yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm happy to be part of everybody.
Yeah.
You have had a big announcement this week. And that's why I wanted to bring you in. Because this is kind of, you described this in sort of like, I feel like people were like worried about you. You said the last phase of your career. It almost sounded like you were announcing some horrible diagnosis of sorts.
No, I think in 20-year
right
chunks, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, in 20 years, I'll be 82. I hope I'm not doing the Stew show at 82. It's the last. I'm gonna do this till I die. I could never retire. I don't think I could ever retire. But
well, explain the phases here, because obviously you started out doing entertainment radio.
Yeah, I did that. And then I did kind of programming of radio, and then I sobered up, mm-hmm. And then I did talk radio, mm-hmm. And then I did television plus The Blaze, mm-hmm. You know, GBTV into The Blaze, and now this is the next one.
And so this is a different mission than The Blaze, but not inconsistent with it.
No. The Blaze was to take and show people in the media, you know, the Megyn Kellys of the world, the Tucker Carlson of the world. You don't need Fox. You don't need to do that. You can make it on your own, and you can, you know, remember, the first thing we had to do was, it's why it cost us so much money in the first place. We had to build the infrastructure. Nobody had ever done it before. Mm-hmm. Netflix was not online yet.
I mean, they're still sending DVDs out, if I remember right.
Yeah, they were still sending DVDs out. And nobody had done a network or live network things. And podcasts were a joke at the time.
Yeah.
And so we had to invent the technology along with Major League Baseball. And then the first thing was to prove to people that you could be credible and do credible news and credible things online. And so that's why I spent so much money on the look of everything, the best cameras, the best lighting, the best sets, because it needed to look like national network television, because that's where our audience was coming from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our biggest problem at the time was buffering.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I mean, it'd be like, hey, let me take you to the chalk. And the wheel would spin a while, mm-hmm. You know. So it was a long time ago. And that's mission accomplished now. Look at what The Blaze has pioneered.
Yeah. not only just everything that's on the Blaze, which is obviously cranking as normal, but also so many other independent networks have started. Correct. There's so much.
And Pete Hegseth started at the Blaze.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth.
I don't know if
that's
people remember
crazy.
That. Yeah. He's among a litany. I mean, the alma mater
is
here
crazy.
It's really solid.
It's really crazy. And so, you know, my goal was to show that it could be done, and it can be done. So now I'm kind of like, I mean, I'm a disruptor. I don't like new things. I don't like to stand around with my hands in my pockets.
So the Blaze continues with all the programming that it has.
Blaze continues.
You know, people have asked, like, hey, I watch the radio show on the Blaze. Am I going to still be able to do that?
Radio show is going to stay.
Okay.
Okay. You'll still get the live radio show every day. Everything else, I'm not sure. Podcasts are going to change a bit. I'm not sure exactly, you know, I think we're going to be doing some podcasts with the Blaze, but there's going to be a lot of other things that are just available on the Torch. And the Torch is all dedicated to education. I hope to do to education what we've done to mainstream media, and that is disrupt, you know, make it really easy for homeschoolers to learn and moms and dads to teach history. I mean, we're the only ones that have access to this proprietary library that is enormous. Nobody else can create what we have. You know, even PragerU, they have experts, but they don't have the documents. They don't have the evidence. They don't have the proof. And now putting it into this new AI system that we have built, it's remarkable what it can do. I mean, our first beta test, this is 8 months ago, maybe, our first beta test, we took a book from the 1600s, and it was all in Old English, okay? I didn't know what the heck this book was, you know. And we put it in, and the first thing we did was, can you tell me what this book is? Explain the philosophies in this book, why it might be important for today, and do it in a two-person podcast. Two-person podcast, 25 minutes. It explained the book. It got everything in it correct. Mm. And while you could tell it was AI at the time, it was fascinating for the very first beta test. We are way beyond that now. The problem is going to be we're going to have to generate things for people because we don't have the resources at this point. It takes enormous sums of money to do the compute in real time.
Sure.
So we're not sure yet, but you might get certain number of things you can ask for, or we might say to you, tell us what you want and we'll put it in. But when the users are not using so much compute, it'll go into a list and you might get it the next day.
Well, a lot of people would say though, with AI, the concern with history there is, you know, it's going to hallucinate. It's going to pull all these things.
So the problem with hallucination is that AI cannot memorize everything. It has the full scope of human history. Okay, everything that's ever been produced, it has access to. It can't memorize it. So what it does is it remembers the beginning and the end, and then at times it'll go, and I think it's pretty much like this. Or it will remember several different data points, and then you'll say, can you show me such and such? And instead of actually thinking it through and going out and searching it, finding it, it instead will go, yeah, I think the New York Times talked about this, and it'll just create a hallucination of the New York Times.
Right, okay? Yeah.
That's because it cannot memorize. Ours is limited to, I think, 1 exabyte of material. The first phase of this is 1 exabyte, which is half of everything the 90s produced digitally, the decade, the 90s.
It's a lot of information.
But it can memorize all of it. So it is exact. So we're not asking it at any time to do anything other than translate. You know, I was just talking to a Spanish partner of ours that wants to join us on the history part, teach Spanish-speaking people the history of America. It'll be able to translate into any language. It'll be able to put it in any form. It will be able to dumb it down to, you know, you're talking to me. Can you dumb it down a little bit? We just did a George AI, I did an interview with George Washington, where I asked him a few questions like, we fed in what's happening in the country. So what's our biggest problem? What is it we're missing? What is it that was self-evident that is not evident to us right now? And it came out, the first thing it came out with, 29 things you're missing. And here are the 29 sources. And it was all in, 1700s language. And I was like, can you dumb it down a little
right,
bit?
Right.
And so you can dumb it down, but it never deviates from the text.
And it's not, it has no access to the outside internet.
It has no access.
It's only the actual documents.
Correct.
Part of this as well is a new charitable foundation, right? Yes. And that's all related as well.
So, yeah, well, there's a couple of things. The Glenn and Tanya Foundation for American History, that is privately funded by me, and that will be turboing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I won't have to go home and ask my wife, hey, honey, can we...
Your name's on the foundation, honey. Foundation. There's nothing we can do.
We had to get it. But that's hopefully in perpetuity will continue to grow the library. We are also, I'm taking an extra 10%. I already tithed 10%. I'm taking an extra 10% of everything, the entire company and everything that we do, everything that we touch, 10% is going to go back into Mercury One, Wall Builders, or a charity for the month that we feel is really important that month. They'll get 10% of all of the earnings. But we're also going to be highlighting a lot of the charity that we already do. We're going to take you, in the first quarter, I'm hoping I heard some of the details on what it's going to take to have me there and broadcast there. So I don't know exactly how this is going to work yet, but we're going to Nigeria in the first quarter to show people exactly what's happening on the ground. And it is really bad. But then not just show it, we're going to show you how you can help.
One last question for you. Maybe you could talk about this for a minute. You said education is the focus. And,
education, enlightenment, education, empowerment.
Mm. So it's not just, you're not just building a school curriculum here. Like this is for people to use.
This is something that my goal is, I want to be better every day. I want to be a better human being than I was. I want to learn something new every day. This is for people who are on that journey. I want to be better. I want to be a better servant. I want to be a better Christian. I want to be, more powerful in what I do and how I can serve. I want to learn more. I want to learn something new every day. I want to be a better citizen. If that's your goal, this is the place to be. We just have somebody who is a vocal expert who has worked with some of the biggest names, for voice in the world. He worked with Rush Limbaugh. He's worked with me for years. He's done everybody. He's now working with some of the biggest corporations in the world, trying to get their speakers to be really, really effective. And so he's going to try to help people find their authentic voice. But he's also, we're starting with one. He's found a way to get people to stop stuttering. And when he told me this, he's a friend of mine. And when he told me this, I was like, how long does that take? And he's like, give me 15 minutes. And I'm like, what? He said, stuttering is completely misunderstood. There's no reason anyone stutters anymore. So we're starting his series with somebody who is a real estate agent that a friend knew, who tries to sell houses, and he's a really good real estate agent, but he has a really hard time getting everything out. Mm. He went out, the cameras followed him on day one, trying to sell a house with a stutter. Then he worked with Roger, and the very next day he went out and tried to sell another house without a stutter. No stuttering. Mm. It's amazing. So we're really trying to just show how you can conquer things you don't think you can conquer. How nothing should stop you. The answer is there.
Mm. All right, 1 minute left. Do you speak to the schlub? Speak to people like me who yeah, sure, I want to get a little smarter. I want to learn some stuff. I want to be entertained. There's going to be shows there. You're going to do podcasts. You're going to do specials. Like, what am I going to
get? Lots of specials. Deep, deep specials. We're not going to go, you know, we've gone very wide and not very deep for a very long time. This is going to be very narrow and very, very deep. Mm. You want to know what's really happening in Europe? Very deep. Mm. You want to know what's how the funding is working with the left? Very deep. We're also starting two different podcasts. One is a fiction series, but it's all about the day gold hits $5,000 and what that means for the world. And that's a fiction series that starts right away. And then our celebration of 250 years as a country, we have dramatized the American story, and it's called The Beginnings. And it takes you from, I think we start with Columbus, through the Pilgrims, through the founding. I just recorded the first time George Washington shows up on the scene in history, and it's a fantastic episode. Mm. And they run about an hour each, and so they will have those. We also have one of our first podcasts is with Emma Nissen, who is this amazing artist,
yeah, singer,
Christian artist, mm-hmm. and she, amazing. And she came to my house, and we recorded her performing. And just this great is a woman who has struggled with her weight, her appearance. You know, she's 23 years old, and she is unbelievable. And she's just discovering the things that you do as a 23-year-old. And she's fascinating.
It must have been so hard, I know, for both of us to relate to someone who's had struggled with their weight. Like, how would you
really?
It's just how do you
I
put your mind.
I couldn't understand it. Just, I was like, you mean you're too skinny?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So to get involved with this or learn about it, glenbeck.com? Or
all I can tell you right now is just go to glenbeck.com, sign up for our email newsletter. You'll be the first to know. We're going to be looking for our founding members. Mm. And there's lots of ways for you to get involved, from very, very cheap to I really want to help you build the future of education. Mm. And we'll let you know as soon as we can at glenbeck.com.
Yeah, there's a newsletter button on the left-hand column there. Click that and you'll get all the updates. Glenn Beck, be sure to find out more about The Torch and everything at glenbeck.com. Glenn, thanks for coming on.
You bet. Thank you, Stu.
Now, it's hard to know who to trust in the world of, let's say, real estate, because when you're about to buy or sell a home, everyone's got a yard sign. Everyone's got, you know, the smiling headshot. Everyone's got a promise to get you the best deal. But the truth is, not every agent is created equal, and not all of them have your best interests at heart. And that's why realestateagentsitrust.com exists. They connect you with the best performing agents around the country, wherever you are. They've been thoroughly vetted, and not just for, you know, experience and success, although that's a huge part of it, but also for integrity and work ethic and a shared set of values. These agents are full-time professionals with deep knowledge of your local market, and they know how to guide you through the process, right? They know, I understand this. It's confusing. It can be high stakes, but they can get you through it, from pricing strategies to negotiations to knowing when to walk away, which is also really important when you're going through a real estate transaction. They are in your corner every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, relocating, downsizing, investing, whatever you're doing, realestateagentsitrust.com is the place to go to find that agent that is going to be there for you. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. The name says it all. It's a free service to you. realestateagentsitrust.com.
Kaffee in seiner besten Form mit der neuen Cubo One Kapselmaschine von Tchibo. In jeder Cubo-Kapsel steckt Spitzenkaffee aus besonderen Anbaugebieten. Für Espresso, Kaffeecrema oder Kaffee Grande auf Knopfdruck. Die neue Cubo One überzeugt mit Premium-Design, kompakter Größe und kleinem Einstiegspreis ab 29 Euro. Dank innovativer Press-Brew-Technologie wird jede Tasse besonders aromatisch mit samtiger Crema. Entdecke jetzt die Cubo-Kapselmaschinen in deiner Tchibo-Filiale und auf tchibo.de.
Well, about four stories here I want to get through and about 3 minutes to do it. So let's get right into it. Trump is saying the U.S. blocks him from running for a third term. President Trump said on Wednesday that the U.S. law prohibits him from seeking the third term. If you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. Now, look, this is the same cycle we've seen about 10 times, which is someone, usually Steve Bannon, gets out in the media and says, actually, he's going to run for a third term. He's going to win.
And then Trump kind of like entertains it and says, you know, hey, I don't know. A lot of people are saying it. A lot of people are saying it. And then, you know, people start talking about it. And then he says, no, I probably can't do that. Probably can't do it. Look, he really wants a third term. You know, if he can find a way to do it, he will. I think there will be people in his orbit seriously attempting to make that happen. But, you know, I mean, of course, there's people in his orbit who don't want it to happen, too, mainly J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is addressing the prospect of the 2028 presidential run with his best friend Marco Rubio on Pod Force One, the podcast. He said that he keeps very close touch with Marco, and they that would be an interesting combo. I think that's true. It would be. I would say, you know, again, if you're looking, if you're on the prediction markets, you're on a Kalshi, you're on a Poly market, you're like, hey, who's going to run? As what ticket is it going to be? They probably have something for that. I know they have the presidential races. I'm not sure if they have the full ticket there, but probably the chalk pick is going to be J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. That's probably the most likely outcome. But we will see. There's a lot to come still in the next couple of years. Plattner, we've talked to you a lot about him. Graham Plattner, the embattled Maine Senate candidate, says the Democratic Party is trying to destroy my life, which is fascinating. I didn't think I had anything in common with this guy. But the Democratic Party is doing the same to almost everyone. So he really is a man of the people, because they're trying to destroy all of our lives as well. I would also argue, particularly in Graham Plattner's circumstance, maybe his tattoo artist also trying to destroy his life, along with himself when he posts on the internet. Because that seems to be kind of an issue. And, of course, we have the most important story of the day, by far. The Toronto Blue Jays defeated the L.A. Dodgers 6-2 in a fantastic Game 4. Got down 1-0 early. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 2-run home run, came back, held the lead. 6-2 was the final. Pretty exciting game and a pretty great series so far. We had this 18-inning one, which unfortunately ended poorly for the Blue Jays and made, you know, the next day's show a little mediocre because I couldn't speak. Anyway, I was up till 2 in the morning watching that one. But a 2-2 series looks like, I mean, the worst case scenario is a 6-game series. It's going to be 6 or 7 now. We know for sure it's going to be back in Toronto for the end. I'm, of course, fully into this. As you know, I'm America's only Toronto Blue Jays fan, despite the fact that I call it America's team all the time, which is a little strange. However, I will say when you look at the stats, at least on the internet, way more people rooting for the Blue Jays, even in America, than the Dodgers, just because the Dodgers are kind of seen as today's a little evil empire when it comes to baseball. So it was a pretty interesting game. And, you know, we've got game 5 tonight and then just a few more days of watching Blue Jays. I mean, the thing is, like, you know, Dodgers are so good. They spend so much money. They have all these great players. It could have easily been like a sweep or something. Now it's there. It's just the best of 3. And 2 of the games are at home. It's right there for the taking. I'm still very nervous about it. Probably more nervous about any the government shutdown. Don't even think about it compared to this. But go Blue Jays. When you're healthy, it's easy to take medicine for granted. You know, you catch a cold, you call the doctor, you pick up a prescription. It's all nice and easy. But what happens when supply chains slow down or travel delays make that refill impossible? What if the power goes out or the roads close or, you know, you're simply stuck at home when you or your family need the medicine the most? That's where Jace Medical comes in. They make it easy to build your own emergency supply of prescription medications tailored specifically to your needs. Through Jace, you can consult with a licensed medical provider online, and if approved, you receive a year's supply of essential medicines delivered right to your door, whether it's antibiotics for infection or maybe daily prescriptions just to, you know, stay healthy. You know, if you're taking a medicine every day, what happens if that goes away? You know, do you, what about having a year's supply of it on hand whenever you need it? Jace can give you all sorts of stuff like that, peace of mind as well, that comes
from real preparation. Because health emergencies don't wait for government timing or open pharmacy doors. They happen when they happen, and Jace Medical makes sure they are there when it happens. Go to jace.com. Enter the promo code STU at checkout. You'll get a discount on your order. The promo code is STU at jace.com, J-A-S-E.com, promo code STU. Okay, so here's what happened. Texas has decided to launch a new competition to find kind of a very important fact. We need to know things, right? We need to know things about our surroundings, our environment, our state. And so that's why they have launched a competition to discover what squirrel is the fattest squirrel. The Fat Squirrel Week competition has gone on. And there were a bunch of different competitors. There were some close calls. For example, you had Chunk Norris, which is a fat squirrel. You had a fat squirrel named Nutella. You also had a fat squirrel just named Stanley, which is just kind of rude to people named Stanley, although also known as the Texas Tank, which I kind of love. But the winner, Chunkosaurus Rex. There you go. The fattest squirrel in Texas.